Penguin Random House Audio presents The Road to Character by David Brooks. Read for you by Arthur Morey. With an introduction read by the author.
Introduction, Adam 2. Recently, I've been thinking about the difference between the resume virtues and the eulogy virtues. The resume virtues are the ones you list on your resume, the skills that you bring to the job market, and that contribute to external success. The eulogy virtues are deeper. They're the virtues that get talked about at your funeral, the ones that exist at the core of your being, whether you are kind, brave, honest, or faithful, what kind of relationships you formed. Most of us would say that the eulogy virtues are more important than the resume virtues, but I confess that for long stretches of my life, I've spent more time thinking about the latter than the former. Our education system is certainly oriented around the resume virtues more than the eulogy ones. Public conversation is, too. The self-help tips in magazines, the nonfiction bestsellers. Most of us have clearer strategies for how to achieve career success than we do for how to develop a profound character. One book that has helped me think about these two sets of virtues is Lonely Man of Faith, which was written by Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik in 1965. Soloveitchik noted that there are two accounts of creation in Genesis and argued that these represent the two opposing sides of our nature, which he called Adam 1 and Adam 2. Modernizing Soloveitchik's categories a bit, we could say that Adam 1 is the career-oriented, ambitious side of our nature. Adam 1 is the external resume Adam. Adam 1 wants to build, create, produce, and discover things. He wants to have high status and win victories. Adam 2 is the internal Adam. Adam 2 wants to embody certain moral qualities.